Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. At the outset, I would like to thank the Inspector General for his presentation covering the activities of his office between July 2020 and June 21, and presenting his strategy. We commend the IGO for finalizing its internal standard operating procedures on a victim-centered approach, in line with the policy on a victim-centered approach in UNHCR's response to sexual misconduct. We believe that putting victims in center is key to ensure that their rights are respected. Inspector General, could you elaborate on how these procedures are internally implemented now? We thank the IGO for presenting figures regarding the complaints and investigations recording or those that are open. We agree that the changes within the organization, such as awareness raising, management involvement, increased presence in the field, has led to an increase of misconduct complaints. We hope that this trend will continue and no misconduct remains unreported. We also noticed that the second category of complaints refers to sexual exploitation and abuse, which together with sexual harassment complaints have been reflected in the number of open investigations. We welcome the speedy assessment of these cases, as well as including them within the priorities by requiring urgent action. Attention. Moreover, we take note of the data collecting information, which is key to design proper policies on how to address these phenomena, and encourage UNHCR to continue doing so. We also thank the IGO for the information regarding collaboration with system-wide entities. As a member of the Geneva Group of Friends to Eliminate Sexual Harassment, Israel fully supports collaboration and coordination among agencies. Finally, we welcome the emphasis put in training and development of e-learning tools, not limited to UNHCR staff, but also with partners. We believe that training and awareness raising are key to eradicate this sexual misconduct. I thank you very much.